Correspondence school is essentially homeschooling. However, the parents work with school districts for resources and some specialty courses as well as guidance. The Dillingham Correspondence School has a three-part belief system: parental autonomy and educational choices, the most important teacher for a child is their parents, and with professional support, parents make the best educational choices for their children. There's a list of approved curriculum that parents can choose from and work with teachers in the district to personalize it for each child. Bill Rodewalt runs the Dillingham In-District Correspondence School. He says unlike some statewide programs, Dillingham's is specific to the district area.
Basically, it's a service that we provide to people who want to do homeschooling, and it allows us to sit down with the parents and review the curriculum that they're proposing to do with their students and make sure that it's meeting the Alaska State Standards for Education. It's also, especially when the kids start getting into high school, it's good for me to go over all of the requirements for graduation.
Rodewalt says the parents make an individual learning plan for each student, after which he or the other correspondence teacher looks at the plan to make sure they are on the right track. He says the district provides funding for curriculum and transcription services. However, students in this program aren't strictly learning at home.
The kids have to take at least 4 classes through the correspondence program, but then they're free to avail themselves of classes within the district as well. So last year, for example, we had a number of kids who sort of transitioned from correspondence and into the high school. So they would be taking 4 classes or more at the home school, but then come in for, say, English, or some kids came in for shop or some of those things. The other thing that the correspondence school provides for parents and for students is the ability to participate in activities, especially sports.
Nicole Ito's daughter was in the correspondence school program. She says her daughter had to abide by the same requirements as those attending a full day of public school, including gym.
When she got older, she had to log, I believe it was 90 hours a semester, same amount of time that regular high school kids would have in the gym doing physical activity. So she got to choose, you know, if she wanted to jog, if she wanted to cross-country ski, if she wanted to do an aerobics program. So it was fun for her to kind of do what she liked to do and spend her time either outdoors or indoors doing it.
Ito says correspondence school isn't for everyone. The students that go into the program must be academically motivated and high-achieving, like her daughter, who is now studying at University of Alaska Fairbanks. Ito and her husband chose correspondence school because it allowed their daughter to learn at her own rate. She says moving from public to homeschooling was not an overnight mission. It was a process.
There was a transition period, but she did like it. She really liked being able to explore topics in depth that she really liked. And I guess when she did get older, we did really encourage those strengths and interests of hers. And then we would, she took classes through BYU and the college.
She says her husband works full time, so she was the one who did the majority of the teaching. However, she did split the responsibility.
He also helped us, especially with things that I didn't like. So, or I felt that he was much better at. So he was definitely a big help. But the majority of her homeschooling was done by me because I filled out the paperwork and kept things on track. But definitely we discussed what curriculum we were going to use, what classes she needed to take, and we kept up on what she needed to have for requirements for graduation. So those are all things that we discussed together.
Ito says unlike traditional homeschooling, correspondence school allowed her to teach her child while still supporting the school and the community. Ito's daughter was one of the 2 valedictorians that graduated from Dillingham School District in May of this year. The Alaska Department of Education recently released its 2013-2014 Alaska School Performance Index. The Dillingham Correspondence School received 5 stars out of 5. In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card reporting.